Our found recipe series has had some meat to it. We've heard about cooking beef heart and putting bacon into milkshakes, but today we want to go to the garden, the winter garden, with a found recipe that's right for a rabbit.
It's for carrot top pesto.
That's right, carrot top pesto. And what exactly would one do with carrot top pesto?
It's amazing. I've used it as a topping for pasta. I've mixed it with goat cheese and put it as a filling for raviolis. I've used it as a dip.
So many options from Diane Morgan for those frilly greens you'd usually toss aside. Her recipe for carrot top pesto comes from her book, Roots: The Definitive Compendium. She has ideas for produce aisle oddities like Jerusalem artichoke,
pickle it,
and burdock root.
Shred it.
All tasty recipes for those root vegetables you might not normally put in your shopping cart. But let's get back to that carrot top pesto.
Carrots, when we buy them at the farmer's market or we get them in the CSA box or the grocery store, they have these beautiful leafy tops, and we just tend to lop them off. I really want people to use them, and turning it into this pesto is magical. I went online and I discovered this recipe, and it used walnuts. And so I blended it all up, and the carrot tops had this wonderful herbaceous flavor, and I felt the walnuts were overpowering it. So I scrapped that and decided to try it with pine nuts, and the flavors all work together, and you just got this beautiful pesto, this lovely emerald green paste. It has this earthy flavor that really comes through with the flavor of the pine nuts and the parmesan and just that hint of garlic. I just sometimes will serve it with some softened goat cheese and crostini, and I actually don't tell people what it is at first.
That's Diane Morgan, the author of Roots, The Definitive Compendium. And you can get her recipe for carrot top pesto on the All Things Considered page at npr.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.